Christ given honor to God, to Pastor Rogers, and my New Bethlehem Church family. My name is Jasmine Andrews, and this is my fruitful talk from the pew. Gentleness is defined in the dictionary as the quality of being kind, tender, or mild-mannered. Softness of an action or effect, lightness. When I think of the word gentleness, words such as humility, compassion, and meekness come to mind. Psalms 18:35 says, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. Thy gentleness hath made me great." God is gentle with us, his children, in so many ways. Think of God's presence in our lives as his children. The more we study his word and build our personal relationship with him, we become enlightened as Christians. Because of that personal relationship that we develop with God, it doesn't take much to know that he is near or to hear him when he speaks to us. Oftentimes, we recognize God's voice. It is gentle and compassionate. Much like a father has compassion on his children with a strong hand, yet a soft touch, our Heavenly Father has compassion for us. One of the greatest displays of gentleness took place on the cross. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. The gentleness, compassion, and humility that Christ displayed on the cross for us is absolutely unmatched. Although we fall short daily, because of God's gentleness, he still loves us and washes us clean in the blood that Christ shed for us, making us new in his likeness. I was reading a daily devotional one morning several months ago, and a phrase popped out to me and has resonated with me ever since. The phrase said, "God pardons us, so we must pardon others." God displays gentleness towards us, so we must display gentleness towards others. As Christians, we are tasked to be intentionally compassionate, humble, and kind to others in spite of. Gentleness is an act that often requires us to check our attitudes and set self aside. Our attitude has to be in tune with our guide, the Holy Spirit. It is easy to be gentle and compassionate towards people we care about. That same level of gentleness we have towards the people we care for, God expects us to have towards our enemies. Gentleness is strength under control. When we tame ourselves, God can effectively use us for his will. The gentleness we display must be a direct reflection of God in us. I want to leave you with a few reasons why we should practice gentleness. 1. Gentleness communicates love. Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them." 2. Gentleness can diffuse conflicts. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." 3. Gentleness earns respect. 4. Gentleness serves as a witness to non-believers. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." 5. Gentleness makes us Christ-like. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Thank you.